This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. 7 months after Massachusetts passed a law to permit casino gambling in the state, the people of Foxborough have made their feelings pretty clear. Not in our backyard, thank you very much. And a day after they elected two anti-casino members to their board of selectmen, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and casino developer Steve Wynn said, "We hear you." They've suspended their bid to build a $1 billion casino resort in the town.
In a statement, the Kraft Group said, "The citizens of Foxborough have spoken. We have heard them and respect their collective voice, and we will be suspending our efforts regarding a destination resort development."
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff has been following the story for us and joins us now. Hi, Monica.
Hi there.
So this is quite a victory for anti-casino forces in Foxborough. What's the reaction been so far?
They are ecstatic. I mean, they can't believe it happened. I happened to be on the phone checking in with one of them about 15 minutes before the news crossed, and she was still gearing up for other possibilities, what might happen, and none of this, thinking that this might happen, that just didn't even cross her mind. And but she immediately said she's so grateful to Mr. Kraft for his decision, because he feels like Kraft and Wynn really listened to the people of Foxborough. You know, yesterday, as you said, the town voted, and they voted out the chair of the Board of Selectmen, who was in favor of hearing a Kraft-Wynn proposal for a casino. They replaced him with a woman who opposes a casino, and the town reelected one of the select women who opposed a casino. So it was this very powerful vote that swayed the Wynn Resorts. And I spoke to Stephanie Crimmins, head of No Foxborough Casino, and she said the results really, really show that the townspeople don't want a casino in Foxborough.
We had almost a 60% voter turnout. That is unheard of in recent history. So the town spoke loudly, and the win was decisive. It wasn't even close. And so I think both of those things really came into play.
Interesting, Monica, because until recently, people like Stephanie Crimmins, they were really concerned that they were going to be steamrolled by Kraft, Wynn, and all that pro-casino money, right?
Well, they already were getting quite the sell from the Kraft, Wynn team, because even though in December the Board of Selectmen voted 3-2 not to hear the proposal, the group really launched a pretty fierce PR campaign to get the town to have a direct vote on it and hear them out. Wynn Resorts bought full-page ads in the local papers almost every week. Radio ads, a lot of direct mailing. They spent thousands of dollars. Right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the debate was this grassroots group, No Foxborough Casino, only 7 seriously committed members in it, trying to make their point with open houses, with home-baked cookies and yard signs. And I was working on a profile about the volunteer public relations person for No Foxborough Casino, Holly Steele. And Holly said the fight against the Wynn's PR machine was really like David and Goliath.
We're a small grassroots group going against billionaires who have PR firms, who have attorneys, who have everything you can possibly want if you are doing a PR campaign. And we're volunteers.
Well, impressive. I mean, Monica, 7 months after Governor Patrick signed the casino bill into law, still no plans for a casino anywhere. One of the stated intentions of the law, of course, was no community would be forced to have a casino if it didn't want one. At least so far, that part of the law seems to be working, right?
Yeah, yes, it does. I think that this proposal withdrawal shows exactly that. And I've heard the Gaming Commission also state that they would not put a casino in a community that doesn't vote for it. And always the first barrier to getting this is the Board of Selectmen, or the town body has to vote, and then to hear the proposal, and then it goes to the townspeople.
So with Foxborough out of the picture, the attention shifts to a possible casino in East Boston at Suffolk Downs. Does today's news regarding Foxborough, Steve Wynn, Robert Kraft, make that more likely?
Well, one would think it would, because they'll now be the only one bidding that is on the table right now for that casino license. And they did respond today in a written statement. Suffolk Downs says they know they need to earn the license, so their pursuit of it is unchanged. And even though, as I said, now they're the only one proposed for the region. But they also said their focus remains on working with the neighbors in East Boston and Revere, telling them how their proposal will deliver jobs, road improvements, other economic benefits. In essence, it says, we know we still have to sell this.
Of course, the mayor of Boston, Tom Menino, is a big supporter, but we still haven't heard from the folks in East Boston whether they're in favor of it, right?
There's been no vote on this casino, but it will most likely be only a vote of East Boston residents. And there is a small organization, No Eastie Casino, that's opposed to it. So in having a look at what's happened in Foxborough, you can imagine Suffolk Downs is quaking a little bit, thinking, could this happen to us as well? Could it swell and derail our chances, even though Menino is very much in favor of this casino at Suffolk Downs?
Well, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reporting on today's decision by the Kraft Group and Steve Wynn Resorts to suspend their bid to build a casino resort in south of Boston.